Welcome to Daf Yomi Yerushalmi. We're holding in Bikurim Daf Gimel in the Oiz V'Hodor edition, Perek Rishon in the middle of Halacha Beis. We concluded the previous Daf in the top of this Amud by saying that according to Rabbanon, the Bikurim is given only to the Kohanim that are in that Mishmar in Beis HaMikdash, which means we're treating Bikurim like Karbonis. You can't bring it from Gezel. Someone stole the Bikurim, he can't bring it, even though he did Shinui, even though it was Koineh B'Shinui, he did a change, it was Koineh the Bikurim, he still can't bring it as a Bikurim to Beis HaMikdash. We're starting now on the fifth line from the top. Says the Gemara, At Kedoyin B'Gzeilo, Shalon Yisya'ashua Bal Mimeno. That's good. I mean, we do have a conclusion regarding something that was stolen, but the owners never gave up hope on it. They never Misya'ash. So he's saying it still belongs to the owner. Yes, there was a kidney machinery, but that's calling considered to be more of a stealing when the owner still has some kind of a pursuit for this item. So you can't bring the Bikurim from there. But what about a field of exhalation? What happens when you know that the owners gave up hope? They are not looking for this item anymore. Maybe then you could bring Bikurim from there. Says Gemara, Savrina Amrim Nishweini Minado. So they thought to say, maybe we'll learn from the following. It says in the Mishnah LeKamon in Perek Beis, Harei Elu B'Truma V'Maiser Mashein K'B'Bikurim. These things apply to Truma and Maiser, but not in Bikurim. And it speaks over there that Truma is Noheges in Arisim and Gazlon, but Bikurim does not. So the Gemara now is trying to understand what we're talking about. Clearly, as Reb Chaim points out, we're talking about that he stole the actual tree because he stole the fruits. So then even if he didn't steal it, he bought them. Someone who buys fruits doesn't bring Bikurim. So we're talking about someone who has the tree. Talk about a gazlon. What is the case of the gazlon? Says the Gemara, Klum tzricho loy b'gzeilo. And the gius of Reb Chaim is, Shenisyashua b'al yameya. Because we're going to differentiate between Truma and Bikurim. So we want to talk about something that there was yush. Meaning right now, the owner gave up hope, and therefore the gazlon was koyne the fruits. So therefore Truma is going to bring because he's the owner. But Bikurim, because we treat it like a carbon, even after you, shall not bring Bikurim. Aval b'gzeilo, again the Gersa Reb Chaim, shaloi nisyashar b'yimeno, if there's no yush, feel a truma lo yosaklum. He can't bring truma because it's not his. So this applies to everything, truma and Bikurim. So it can't be we talk about that there was no yush. Ke'adot etane, as we saw in the Braiso, ha'ines ve'agano ve'agazlon. When you have someone who forced someone to sell something, or a thief, or a gazlan who does it in public, when the owners are still running after it, meaning there was no use, they still hope to get it back. They can't do trumo meiser. They can't give something to Hegdish. If the owners are not running after it, meaning there was a yush, they gave up hope, then the trumo meiser and Hegdish work. So here it has to be that there was yush. And we're saying in the Mishnah that even though Truma and Maaser work, Bikurim doesn't work. So we have an answer to the question. If there was yush, can you bring a gezel as Bikurim? The answer is no. Says the Gemara now, by the way, now that we learned this idea that if there's no yush, so then you can't have Truma. Says the Gemara, they both can't do Truma. Not the gazlan and not the owner. Why? Because the owner, it's not in his rishus. And the gazlan doesn't own it. Rav Hamir Shabirchen says a different lashon. Afilo abaylim shetarmu ain't truma so truma. Even if the owner did the truma, also doesn't work because it's not under his possession. Says the Gemara, Omar Abayisi. No, Abayisi is coming to doiche to push away the proof that we brought. Ad kedoyin kaimim b'gzeilu sheloi nisyash l'abay mimeno. The case of the Mishnah Lekamon is talking that the owner did not have yush. Hi, if there's no yush, so what's the difference between Trumo and Bikurim? Something more of given with base. V'lay de mila and tanina are really but Trumo ma'isa mashenki Bikurim. For what did we say that it is by Trumo and ma'isa minari Bikurim? If shal aperus let's say below Bikurim, if shal aperus let's say below Trumo ma'isers. Meaning, what we're saying is like this: the Gazan cannot do Trumo and ma'isers, and the Gazan cannot do Bikurim. We're not talking about what he's obligated to do. What we're talking about is, are these fruits allowed to be eaten? Can you eat these fruits? So we're saying like this, if the gazlan didn't do the Bikurim, because he can't do Bikurim, these fruits are allowed to eat. But if the gazlan did not do Truma Maaser, the fruits are not allowed to eat, because you cannot eat fruits that are tevel. Fruits you didn't take out Bikurim from it, you're still allowed to eat. There's no Isra Achila on the fruits. So that's what the Mishnah says, a really true of a Maisa Mashenki Bikurim. True of Maiser, you have obligation, you can't eat it. But Bikurim, you don't have obligation, you could eat the fruits, even though the Gazan cannot do neither. So that's what the Gemara is saying over here. If Shalda Peir let Sebelo Bikurim, you can have fruits without Bikurim. If Shalda Peir is that Sebelo Truma Maisers, can you have fruits without Truma and Maisers? You can't. Says the Gemara, like Zeilish Nisashua Bailimeno at Kedoin Tzricho. But we didn't have an answer. We don't have a Rayo to the case that we asked. If you have Yush, can you bring these fruits as Bikurim? We don't have an answer to this question. Halacha Gimel Zok the Mishnah. Bikurim can come only from the seven fruits of Eretz Yisrael. Even though you can bring dates, it has to be the good dates. And dates that grow in the mountains are bad dates, you can't bring Bikurim from there. You also can't bring from the fruits that grow in the valley. You also can't bring from olives that bring oil that are not good olives, as the Gemara is going to explain. Ein mivim bikurim koydim la'atzeres. You can't bring bikurim before Shavuos. And she'ar tzvuim hiviu bikurim koydim la'atzeres. The people from this place did bring the bikurim before atzeres. The loy kiblu me'am. They didn't accept it from them. Because what it says in the Torah, v'chag ha'kotzir bikurim ma'asecho she'tizra basodeh. Meaning that in Shavuos, you're going to bring the bikurim, which means the first thing you're bringing is on Shavuos. You can't bring before that. And she'ar lechem is called bikurim. That will be the first bikurim. Says the Moreimivimikurimhule iluktiv velokachto reshis kol priyadoma. You bring the beginning of priyadoma. Haitumer koladvarim yuchayavim bikurim. Doesn't say anything specific. You would say anything that grows in Eretz Yisrael, you have to bring bikurim from it. Tomodlorma mi reshis velokol reshis. You bring from the reshis, not all the reshis, not all of them. Imi reshis velokol reshis, en lochalachitim isoyim bilvat. So maybe only wheat and barley, which is the main food. Tomodlorimar. Kol priya domo, ribo. He says all priya domo, adding everything. Says the Gemara, "Ribo is a kol," so maybe he's adding everything. Nemar kan artzecho, nemar kan eretz chito soiro. It says eretz here and eretz there. Ma'eretz shemar la'alom b'shiva seminim akosav adaber. Af eretz shemar kan b'shiva seminim akosav adaber. You learn from there. We're talking about the eretz that we have in shiva seminim. We talk about only the seven spices of Eretz Yisrael. The Gemara says, Zeis Shemen, what is that? Zeis Aguri. What is Zeis Aguri? Rav Ami B'Shem Yoichanan, Zoe Avrisi. It's the name of this olive. And Ami Kashmoy Aguri, why is it called Aguri? Shuoger Shamno Toicho, he keeps the oil, it retains the oil in it. Says the Gemara, V'chol HaZeisi Me'abdim Shamno? All the other olives lose the oil? What does it mean, it retains the oil? Omar V'chanino, all the other olives, rain falls on them, and then the oil comes out. Here the rain goes on it, and he retains the oil in it. That's why it's called Zayis Aguri, because it keeps the oil in the olive. And this is a type of olive that you do bring Bikurim from it, because this is considered to be the good olive. With this we conclude, Yerushalmi Bikurim, Daf Gimel.